When Jerry Skernick left the Koch administration to go into business for himself, he debated between political consulting and a less obvious field, selling voter lists. He chose the list business after realizing you can make good money in data.
The standard answer I give to people when they ask what I do is I say, you know those annoying phone calls you get from politicians? We sell them your number.
And your address, party affiliation, date of birth, basic voter information that most boards of election in New York State give away for free, but that Skernick compiles into neat lists and then sells to political campaigns for about 4.5 cents per voter. Skernick is part of an industry of data collectors and data interpreters that has emerged around elections. Some companies use census numbers to estimate your income, education, whether you've got kids. Others amass consumer data to find out whether you travel a lot, invest in stocks, or eat a lot of fast food. Politicians want this information because they're trying to figure out who you are and how you view the world so they can do a better job winning you over. In his apartment in East Williamsburg, William Desmond studies a graphic full of voter data on one of his two computer screens.
So here's a model that's predicting people that will support...
Desmond is a micro-targeting analyst for the company Strategic Telemetry, which takes the personal data on voters and runs them through computer models to predict voters' attitudes. In these days before the election, Desmond's creating a list of voters the campaign he's working for should target. It's all part of a last-minute push to get out the vote.
You want to find kind of a sweet spot, because you don't want to knock on people who are definitely going to support you and definitely going to vote, because that's a wasted knock, because it doesn't matter. They're already going to do it. And you don't want to knock on doors and drive people to vote who aren't going to support you.
So if you get a knock at your door or a flyer in your mailbox, it's probably because the campaign sees you as someone who could be influenced. Then the question is, how to influence you? Ken Strasma is Desmond's boss.
So if you've got maybe 3 seconds between the mailbox and the recycling bin when someone glances at your piece of mail, you want to make sure that you're using those 3 seconds to engage them on an issue that they're likely to care about.
Concerned about public safety? Maybe the candidate sends you a flyer citing their record on crime. Your personal data suggests you're a problem solver. This candidate knows how to get things done. Mayor Bloomberg's campaign profiled voters so extensively that people living on the same block could actually receive different mailings. Bradley Tusk was Bloomberg's campaign manager in the last election.
Look, your average voter's really busy, right? They've got a job, they've got kids.
Tusk says people are only thinking about a couple of things when they go into the voting booth.
The trick is to try to figure out what are those one or two things that you could try to get out there and repeat about yourself or your opponent so that when they walk in there, they know the things about your candidate that you want them to know.
Meanwhile, in Brooklyn, William Desmond is reading the data back from voters. He works primarily with Democratic candidates. Is he worried?
I wouldn't say I'm terribly optimistic.
But he's trying his best, knowing that Republicans, they've got their own targeters, doing the same thing. For WNYC, I'm Lisa Chow.